Good morning to you, those who make possible this broadcast. Good morning to Gisela, who supports us from the studios, and most importantly, to all our audience tuned in. We begin the briefing by saying that today is another good day. It's already the 11th day without deaths to report, and this is an expression of the treatment that, with the support of the scientific community of our country, have allowed these results for the survival of our patients. It's a source of satisfaction for all Cubans to have these results. In Cuba, 561 people are admitted to its hospitals, 12 are under surveillance, 309 are suspected cases, and 240 are confirmed cases diagnosed with COVID-19. Our health professionals and specialists monitor 454 people in our primary health care system. Yesterday, 2,344 samples were processed in our country's molecular biology laboratories. In the Pedro Curie Institute of Tropical Medicine, 1,359. In the Epidemiology and Microbiology Lab of Havana, 281. In Santiago, 278. In Villa Clara, 216. And at the laboratory of the Amejeras Brothers Hospitals, 210 samples. As a result of the study of these 2,344 samples, 6 tested positive for COVID-19 and SARS-CoV-2 virus. Thus, Cuba has already studied 124,947 samples of people suspected with the disease, and of them, 2,211 people have been diagnosed with COVID-19. The 6 confirmed cases are all Cuban, a pattern that have been going on for over 10 days now. 3 are confirmed case contacts. And we can say that 89.5% of all cases diagnosed in Cuba are positive case contacts. This is a very important risk group, which has a total of 1,944 people. In 2 of the 6 cases diagnosed yesterday, it has not been possible to determine the source of infection, and people in this situation now total 68. Our personnel still work in the contact tracing in an effort to determine the source of their infection to conduct the actions prescribed against the pandemic. Yesterday, another female patient diagnosed with the disease had her source of infection abroad, one of the Cubans returning to the country. With this addition, there is a total of 158 people, which is 7.2% of all cases confirmed in Cuba. 5 of the cases diagnosed yesterday were female, totaling 1,099, that is 49.7% of all cases diagnosed in Cuba are female. And practically, there is an equal number with the male sex, which has 1,112, that is 50.3%. 100% of the cases, and notice this, 100 of the cases confirmed yesterday were asymptomatic. If they had not been studied, if they had not been tested for being a contact or being among the risk groups, or as a result of the active screening of the people who returned to the country, perhaps these people would have not gone to the doctor, or they could have gone undetected because they were totally asymptomatic. These people already total 1,169 asymptomatic at the moment of their test. That is 52.9% of all confirmed cases. By age groups, there is a 13-year-old girl from Havana, a positive case contact, and 244 children diagnosed with the disease in the country have had a smooth, uncomplicated evolution. And 218 children have been discharged. 89.3% of the children diagnosed in Cuba have already been released. There is one case in the 20 to 39 age group, two in the 40 to 59 years, and two in the 60 years and over age group. 83.3% of the cases, five of the six cases are from Havana, and they are distributed in the Arroyo Naranjo and Boyeros municipality, and one is from Villa Clara province, from the Santa Clara municipality, which is a traveler who arrived in Cuba on June 4th. Of the 2,211 patients diagnosed with the disease in Cuba, 240 are still admitted as active cases. And also, as a result of the measures taken before and during the hospitalization, 239 patients, that is 99.5%, have a stable clinical course. We always regret the death of 83 people as a result of the disease in our country, and this represents a lethality of 3.75%. We have the two evacuees that we always mention, and yesterday, six people were discharged, the same amount of positive cases with the amount of discharges. And with these six discharges, a total of 1,886 patients have recovered and are clinically or epidemiologically discharged. And this is 85.4% of all patients reported in our country's pandemic. We don't have any patient in critical condition. We only have one case in serious case who remained admitted at the Salvador Allende Hospital in its intensive care unit. In terms of the lethality rate, Cuba occupies the 18th position among the countries of the region of the Americas reporting COVID-19, the same place we had yesterday. First among the countries with the highest number of confirmed cases is the United States, with 1,961,185 cases, followed by Brazil with 691,758, Peru with 199,696, Chile with 138,846, and Mexico with 120,102 confirmed cases. These are the countries that lead the region in terms of morbidity and of the incidence of confirmed cases in the region of the Americas. As of 12 o'clock last night in the world, 185 countries continued reporting COVID-19. And the number of cases added remain very high. Yesterday, 109,019 cases were confirmed in the world in a single day. This is very alarming, and the confirmed cases number stands at 7,069,278 cases. 3,617 people died as a result of the disease, accumulating 405,587 deaths for a lethality of 5.74%. The region of the Americas diagnosed yesterday 54,064 cases, accumulating the alarming total of 3,403,398 confirmed cases, representing 48.14% of the total of cases reported in the world. Yesterday, 2,281 confirmed cases died in our region, for a total of 185,311 deaths, and that gives a lethality of 5.44%. This is the situation of the world and the specific situation of the region of the Americas, which, as you may see, it still gives the impression that it does not have the pandemic under control, for some of its countries with the highest lethality in the world included among those of the region. And this is all we had to report today.